Good evening. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, bringing you your weekly insurance news wrap this Friday, April 18th of 2025. Let's delve right into the top stories shaping Australia's insurance industry this week. We start with an alarming report released by Climate Valuation. It indicates that due to the growing threats of climate change, over 4% of Australian properties are at high risk, making insurance a luxury many Australians might not afford. This trend could push an additional 10% of properties into the moderate risk bracket due to natural disasters such as floods and bushfires. The gravest scenarios suggest an unthinkable reality where up to 100% of homes in some areas could become uninsurable. In the past 5 years, climate change has escalated insurance costs by almost 70%, with predictions of potential costs hitting $35 billion by the halfway mark of this century. To combat this, the Insurance Council of Australia is advocating for investments into resilience and flood defences, and also urging an end to state insurance taxes. Furthermore, they're championing retrofitting and relocation of properties and implementing resilient construction practices. Meanwhile, a national climate-proofing standards campaign has begun in an effort to secure communities and stabilize insurance premiums. The overarching message here is clear: sustainable resilience infrastructure is a pressing need. Moving on to another story that ignited a debate this week, a motor policyholder's insurance's claim was turned down by Suncorp after her husband, quite mistakenly, added diesel exhaust fluid to her car's fuel tank. This raises questions on the definition of policy exclusions. Suncorp clarified that the policy excluded damage caused by unapproved fluids. Despite plaintiff's argument being that AdBlue did not qualify as incorrect fuel usage, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority sided with Suncorp. They did, however, order the insurer to compensate $3,000 for the resultant delay. This incident emphasizes the utmost necessity of clear communication and meticulous review of documentation during policy renewals. Wrapping up, we turn our focus to the courtroom where the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, fondly known as ASIC, has taken Hollard Insurance to task. The lawsuit alleges Hollard severely mishandled a storm damage claim dating back to October 2021. With the home of the claimants rendered uninhabitable due to prolonged exposure to moisture and mold, Hollard's delay forced the couple to consider total demolition. The ordeal stretched over 3.5 years, ended in April 2023, with Hollard agreeing to a cash settlement of over $1.5 million. ASIC is using this case to shed light on the unacceptability of untoward delays in insurance claims handling. This concludes our weekly wrap on the key events concerning the insurance landscape in Australia. Remember, you can find more on our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Once again, this has been Paige Estrotori with Financial Services Online. Stay informed and have a great weekend.